Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam County. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, career counselor and committed community volunteer. Our show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King, "Everybody can be great because everybody can serve." We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes just show up to help build what King called a beloved community. And indeed, this region reflects a beloved community in the number of folks engaged in community serving. Today on Everybody Can, we have Daniel Needles, who volunteers with the platform Next Door. Daniel started with Next Door in 2013 while living near Austin, Texas. He created and grew a site there to 700 neighbors before he moved to Port Ludlow. There he started and grew a site to around 800 folks. Finally landing in Port Townsend in 2016, he joined an existing site and grew the Uptown neighborhood from 22 neighbors to 562 neighbors, and the surrounding area grew from 150 to over 4,000. And when Daniel isn't helping out on Next Door, he runs his business, NMS Guru Inc., a computer consulting firm. Daniel, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you.
My goodness, I was so amazed at the work that you did, growing the numbers from 150 members to over 4,000 in this community. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's pretty organic to my personality. It's not something I really tried at. It just kind of happened. I'm still kind of mystified of why it works that way.
Well, what's interesting for me to remember is I am a Nextdoor member. You are an absolute Nextdoor member. Folks who haven't enrolled in Nextdoor or use Nextdoor, could you help fill them in a little bit about what is Nextdoor? We know it's a social platform.
Yeah, so it's a lot like Facebook, but it is purely local-based. And as such, a lot of the often explosive and a little bit more dramatic things that go on Facebook don't occur on Nextdoor because it's all about what's happening locally. It tries to essentially connect neighbors virtually in a day and age when you don't really go as much next door and talk to your neighbor. We have a few community picnics and things out here, but it's not as common. And Nextdoor kind of fills that gap and allows people to still connect on a daily basis, even though they may not see each other face-to-face daily.
Yeah, I noticed that things like recommendations or local event announcements or even a personal opinion or a review of a restaurant, per se, correct?
Yeah, that's correct, and also is tied to emergency services, and so sometimes you'll get posts from them. You'll have a lot of exchange and meetups, local events talked about, and like the most common hot topics that occur in Port Townsend is obviously COVID, the mill, and deer come up from time to time, though we try to keep that a little bit less heated as possible. It's meant to be basically if you were going to a community picnic and there were children present and mm-hmm. whatever you could say there, that's what you should post. If it's something more dramatic or pointed than that, then you shouldn't post it. And that's kind of how we work.
Well, your bio mentions that you created and grew a site. So you were an early adopter. How did you grow a site? How does that work?
Well, actually, that was really interesting. It's like most things in life, they tend to be a lot of serendipity and synchronicity with it. I was in 2013, I had some spare time, so I decided to try to make a website for my community. I work in computers, and websites are pretty easy to build. So I started building one, and then just by chance, a day later, Nextdoor, actually out of Palo Alto, they sent emails in the area looking for people that could lead and create these next door sites. And I realized, well, shoot, this is a way where I can just worry about the content and connecting people and less about the mechanics of building a website, maintaining it and all that. And so I was hooked from the beginning. Initially what I did is first site is I just had to get, I think I had to get 50 members. So I went around and talked to some of my neighbors. I went to a local meeting of the Homeowners Association, where I got drafted into the treasury role, and then I talked to at that point it was a golf course community, And I talked to the head person there, and he basically sent a couple blasts out. And at that point, the site got going and got pretty big pretty quickly.
And when did Nextdoor come to be? When was it first? Were you really an early adopter? It was just that year that Nextdoor was developed?
No, actually, so they founded it in around, I think, 2008. They first launched it around Palo Alto in 2011. And Palo Alto is where Stanford is. It's just south of San Francisco, for those not familiar. And so they kind of launched in that area. Austin was going to be, they started in 2013, and I asked them to pick it up when they started it there. That was their second kind of area they wanted to try it out in. We were kind of like far enough away that it could be a guinea pig, so if something bad happened, it wouldn't come back to them. So it was actually pretty cool because I started it up, and then within a few months, they sent representatives out. I got to meet with some of the key people in support and key people that were reaching out to the community and made some relationships there, which actually helps me out quite a bit when there's problems because they kind of know my name and I can bypass some of the bureaucracy and get things done. So, that's kind of the context of where it all started.
Were you part of like the beta information where they were looking to you for how to develop some of the attributes of it when you were meeting with these folks in Austin?
Yes, officially no, but that's exactly what they were doing. It's often in software companies where you basically alpha test, but then beta testing is done with a small customer group, and it's just the only way to really survive in some of these startups.
So Nextdoor has an interesting feature that it's geographically defined. And, let's talk a little bit more about the tool itself. Nextdoor has forms of contributing. I think there's news feeds and topics. Could you talk a little bit about that as well as how it's broken down into neighborhoods?
Yeah, so basically it what they do is they break it down by region. And when you first, if, for example, the first person who is in an area and there's no Nextdoor, they sign up for the site, you immediately become a lead. And then you basically draw out the areas you consider your community. And so it's from that person's perspective of what the community is. And then over time, that community builds. And if it gets above, I think it's about 30 people, they basically will keep it. If it never grows beyond 30 people, after I think it's like 2 months or 3 months, it'll dissolve. I don't know. It's been a while, and I know they've changed it. But they basically give it a period of time to grow. And if it doesn't grow, they dissolve it, and then someone else will pick it up and try again, and eventually it'll work. And so that's kind of how they do the whole thing. So,
how many neighborhoods do we have in the Port Townsend, Jefferson County regional area? Do you know by chance?
I know we have, it's specifically on the peninsula here. We have 11 communities that I can see visibly. There is a lead out of Marrowstone. Pete, I think Hubbard, I connected with him when I was in Port Ludlow, and he has some bigger stats for the area, the entire Jefferson County. Part of, I think, the way they work it is they try to keep, they really want to have it locally focused. So your visibility when you're on the platform is only to your real, close by communities and, probably about a 2 mile radius or 3 mile radius. And that's so that things stay really local. There are ways as a lead to communicate back to the national groups and stuff, but that's more for support. And then like if you have difficult cases.
Well, Dan, when we come back, I'd like to talk to you a little bit more about the newsfeed topics and groups. If you're just tuning in, this is Missy Nielsen of Everybody Can. You are listening to KPTZ 91.9. Today, we're speaking with Daniel Needles of Nextdoor, and he's a volunteer lead. Daniel, if you could help us understand a little bit about the contributions that go on to the website as people are being more intentional about using social platforms during our stay-at-home time here. There are components that are really lovely on Nextdoor.
Yeah, so the main point or the main use of Nextdoor is really the general feed, and that's just like any other social blogging kind of site where people just post messages about different topics that are locally based, and then these are usually in they can be in different categories. there's like only about five categories. Some, you know, whether it's sales or crime related, or if it's general, is that's most of them. And there's a couple other topics as well. In addition, there's local references that are on the site that talk about just for each local neighborhood that you can pull up. And depending on the neighborhood, some of these are more populated than others. There's also ways you can look up your neighbors on site if you like you forgot, you know, someone's name, or you wanted to see if they have any public contact information. You need to get a hold of them outside the Nextdoor site, then you can do it that way and go through and try to look them up. Again, this is all volunteer information, so the person has to voluntarily put it on there for it to be seen. The other aspect is there's a direct messenger, so if you just want to talk to someone directly in like a chat kind of like forum, you can just click their name and then it'll enter a chat and you can basically just chat with them. And that is can be done either real time or like email, you know, that you could put something in and then whenever they log on next, they can see it. The other aspect is these, you don't have to necessarily get on the site. You can also set up your email to receive messages, and you can custom it from getting, you know, responses on everything to your email, or you can have a, you know, like a dialogue of what happened that day or that week and only get like once a day, once a week, that sort of thing. That's all configurable from the site.
Now, earlier you had mentioned that this is a social networking platform that we have emergency preparedness. We have other agencies and entities that are actually considered a Nextdoor member. For example, I know that NPREP, but can you give us some other examples of our local agencies that are on Nextdoor that listeners might be compelled to be a member because of those other members?
Yeah, the emergency response is on there. I believe the county and city are on there. I'm not sure the exact status. There also have been informal posts from other groups because they know it's a way to reach out and get information on here. I actually should know the answer to that directly, but it's an evolving thing, so I'll probably reach out to Pete and see if I can get that information, and I'll post it on Nextdoor so people know.
That's very cool. Well, one of the things I did notice about Nextdoor in doing my research, I was really impressed by a couple of the concerns I initially had when I joined was, what are the privacy components for myself in terms of what is going out there if I do utilize it as a way to promote an event or find out where I might find a lawnmower I could borrow? Can you speak to some of the things that we can, you know, really find confidence in? The search engine, I understand, is that correct that they are not searched, our conversations?
Yes, that's correct. So what it is it's all internal to the platform itself. There's not really any SEO or, you know, basically any sort of bots that scarf information from these sites and feed it back to, let's say, like Google or Yahoo. That doesn't occur. In addition, any personal information that you put on there is, you have to basically put it on there yourself. There is a minimal amount of information you have to put on there. You have to use your real name. You do have to specify, they have to confirm you actually live at an address, and that is either done by you providing a ways to do that, you know, by basically submitting a credit card, which will have your name on it, and they can see it. They're not going to charge it, but they can see it. Or you are sponsored by one of the leads, they can actually say, oh, I know this person, and then allow the person on the site. Or they'll mail you a card and say, hey, and you give you a code on that card. And so using the postal service, they can guarantee that if you've entered this code, you must live at that site.
That's
so that's kind
real.
Of the ways they keep everything locked down.
You mentioned Nextdoor is evolving, and I was really impressed when I saw they have a help map where people have volunteered their name and their image and the function they could provide to their neighbors during our COVID crisis, which kind of leads me to the ways that we can volunteer through Nextdoor. And I was curious if you could tell us a little bit about your role as a lead. How does one become a lead? What does it mean to be a lead? And some of the components of being a lead.
Yeah, so the way you become a lead is either you start a region, then you're automatically a lead, or you get sponsored by another lead that says, I'd like to make this person a lead. And the third way is the company itself will sometimes reach out and ask people to become leads if they need more support in an area. So those are kind of the three ways you do as lead. In terms of the work, it's pretty straightforward. I mean, you basically look at the different posts, and if there's anything that violates the rules, and you debate whether you want to basically, sanction the post. And what sanctioning means is simply you basically put a note and say why the post violates one of the rules or regulations of the site. If it's in your area, it'll actually hide the post. If it's outside your area, it may hide the post from your area, and it'll also notify the lead in the other area to say, hey, maybe you should look at this. And then in addition to that, as a lead, you just basically provide support and answer people's questions. You also can put a welcome message in as people come in. And it's really just care and feeding of the site.
Mm. So the function of the lead really as a moderator has the framework of the Nextdoor platform guiding some of those aspects of best civic engagement. So it really is kind of spelled out for you as a lead what that role would be.
That's correct.
Yeah. I know that neighborhood leads do not get compensated. They're simply neighbors like other members who are given this capability to moderate content somewhat because maybe they're a leader in another capacity, but their overall function is really to help run things smoothly. If someone is interested in becoming a lead, how would they get involved?
The fastest way is, one, you go to Nextdoor.com and just sign up to the site if you're not already signed up. The next thing is you look for your local lead, or you look for me, Dan Needles, and then you send a note, a message, instant message, like I was mentioning before, by clicking on my name, and just send a note saying, hey, I want to be a lead, and then we'll get in touch and dialogue, and you'll probably become a lead.
Well, Dan Needles, thank you for your service as someone moderating on the Nextdoor platform, an essential platform we're all using these days as we stay at home. Thank you so much for joining us today, Dan.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you for having me.
Everybody Can is a production of KPTZ 91.9. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen. Our production coordinator and sound engineer is Jared Dufresne. I would like to thank our programming manager, Larry Stein, and all of the incredible volunteers that work so hard to bring eclectic music, local news, and conversations to us here on the Olympic Peninsula. You can also join us on the web at kptz.org. Now go out, get involved, and stay safe.